a round of applause for Prince Rupert's Port Authority, not for our own George Baker, who's sitting in the Prince Rupert studio. Executives at the North Coast Port are providing an update to the port's economic impact on northern BC, and it comes at a time with heightened concerns over coal exports and a softening economy in Canada. Daybreak's George Baker has more on this. He's live in our Prince Rupert studio. Hi, George.
That was cruel.
You know, well, we always give you applause. Right. Just this time, we're giving applause to something else. How big an impact is the port actually having here?
It's actually quite a massive impact. Just some quick numbers that will likely make listeners' heads dizzy. I mean, I know how much the radio universe loves numbers, but let's go through some. A total of 3,000 direct jobs over the last 5 years, and that includes over 800 in the past year. $53 million in taxes to the federal government, $6.4 million to local municipalities, and $740 million in economic output. That is money produced by port-owned and leased terminals. And it's got to be noted that year after year, the port's container terminal is setting records. That's a lot of numbers. And so the point, though, is that the port is having a major impact on jobs and spending in the north. Most of that comes with jobs at CN and trucking companies, which it was a little bit surprising to find out, but makes sense when you look about, you know, transportation, how the transportation industry works.
Why is the port announcing these numbers now?
Well, I asked this man that very question.
Ken Veltman, Director of Public Affairs for the Prince Rupert Port Authority.
Now, Ken Veltman's job responsibilities includes working with government and communities, and so the port tags him to deliver this news. But I was curious, like you, why now? Well, in part, Veltman is off to the BC Natural Resources Conference in Prince George, where these numbers are going to be presented. It's simply a good community relations to tell your hometown first, though, and that's what's going on. Also, there's some concern here in Prince Rupert and across the north about northern BC economy. Over the last few months, we've seen coal terminals, mines, I should say, shut down, terminal slowdown, and growing concern over the Canadian economy because of oil prices and the lowering dollar, all of which is going to have an impact in some way on a port town like Prince Rupert. So Veltman stands in front of a full house at the Port Interpretation Center, which at times looks like the inside of the USS Enterprise, but is actually a public information center to tell the story of Prince Rupert's port. And Veltman begins telling the port story over the last 5 years.
You know, the port's had a very good run through the very strong commodity price cycle that we've seen over the last 5 years. And even though we're currently feeling some effects from the downside of that cycle, and you can certainly see that in the 2014 numbers, and that is one of the stories, is a declining volume in 2014, and that's highlighted by some lower coal volumes at RTI. However, within that number, there's also an alternative narrative that is quite compelling. And that's actually about, in the face of those falling prices, we've had record years at Fairview, we've had a record year at PRG, we've had a record year, being its first year, at Westview Wood Pellet Terminal as well.
That's Ken Veltman, Prince Rupert Port Authority's Director of Public Relations, or should say Public Affairs. And just to clarify, when he said PRG, what he means is Prince Rupert Grain, the grain terminal, which products from Saskatchewan, head to Prince Rupert, then ship off to Asia.
Right. And as you mentioned, a softening economy right across the board. The Canadian dollar is sitting at 82 cents. Coal mines closing. The coal terminal slowing as a result. So why are they telling this story now in the face of concerns over job loss?
Well, I snuck Ken Veltman to a secure area in the back of the Interpretive Center, and we begin to talk about the reality of the situation. Business has slowed down at Ridley Terminal, the coal terminal here in Prince Rupert, and executives there really aren't answering questions about potential layoffs. And Veltman doesn't ignore the concern, but he's also pretty confident the port is diversified enough to handle this. Here he is.
Look, a number of the industries that may ship through the port, a lot of them happen to be resource industries. They're always going to be impacted by price cycles and commodity cycles. You know, as the port has grown, I mean, volume is one side of the story. The other side of the story is diversification. You know, essentially, the more different cargoes we can ship, the more stability, the more protection we get actually from down cycles whenever they may occur. So if things are down in one market, things are up in the other market. So you mentioned that coal is down right now, and it is, and you see those volumes at RTI are definitely down. On the flip side of that, we've just finished record years at Fairview from a container perspective, both export and import. PRG is having a record year. You know, Westview Wood Pellet Terminal has gotten off to a strong start as well. So those kind of alternative industries help to cushion. And that's not just as a port, as a community in the region as well.
And you got to keep in mind, Carolina, that there are still other potential opportunities for the port moving forward. They've just finished their rail utility corridor, which is going to bring hopefully more leaseholders to the port's property. One of those could be the potash terminal. It's been speculated ad nauseum for about, about 5 years. But one day we might see a potash terminal. There might be an LNG terminal. BG Group owns property or has leased property on Ridley Island, which is owned by the port. So there are ways that the port is looking to diversify what it exports. The question is, will any of this happen anytime soon?
Right. And the initial question here was about jobs and employment. Was there anyone who was out for this talk who was specifically looking for work?
Well, I did meet one guy standing among the crowd directly across from Veltman. Clarence Martin isn't a young man looking for a job, though. He's a Niska. He's 60s, and his white hair is cut in the shape of a broom. He does not look the part of an executive schmoozer. But that's what he's there for, to meet and greet and listen. Clarence Martin is the Aboriginal Labor Market Community Navigator. And I want to be clear here, he's not taking a ship through the streets of Prince Rupert. His job is to connect potential careers with Aboriginals looking for new job opportunities. And of course, this matters in Prince Rupert, where almost half the population is Aboriginal. Now, the issue here is that most of the skilled labor in the Aboriginal market are already working at port-related jobs or other jobs in the community. And this, says Martin, is where it gets a little tricky. Have a listen.
There's just so much opportunity. What I've been hearing from LNG proponents, you know, BG and Pacific Northwest LNG, is that there's going to be so much work that the population may not be suffice enough to provide qualified, trained, and skilled individuals, that they're going to have to bring in foreign workers.
So what opportunity does Clarence Martin see for young Aboriginals here in Prince Rupert?
Well, for those who are educated, it's not going to be hard to find work at all. There will be work as long as these projects get the green light. But what he says about those who are unemployed and undereducated is probably just as important.
A lot of our kids have been either pushed through the system, you know, and they have a grade 12 leaving certificate. And, you know, if somebody, John or Jane Doe, comes back from the communities, isolated communities, and they want to go and take trades, they have to go through an assessment. And I am kind of afraid that young people are going to be assessed at a very grade 8 level, math or English. And that's going to be a tough thing for them to come up to par.
So really the takeaway here is that the port is still doing strong business despite a softening economy. And growth is expected not with just LNG, but phase two of the container terminal and maybe a potash terminal. But for that to benefit the people here in Prince Rupert, especially the Aboriginal population, the education is going to have to happen. People are going to have to get educated soon. They're going to have to get up to snuff when it comes to taking advantage of these opportunities, because the jobs that are coming are going to require a certain level of skill.
Well, I guess that's the next question, is Aboriginal education here in Prince Rupert and what some of the things are to bar access to it. Daybreak's George Baker joining us live in our Prince Rupert studio. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.